1 second from half court.
Jumping for joy with
the first ever.
A 2-on-1.
Oh.
Did he bring it in? He did.
It is.
This broadcast is a production of greensports.net, your source for Green County sports.
Welcome into Rogersville, Pennsylvania, and West Green High School as we have tonight the WPIAL 1A girls basketball consolations as the West Green Pioneers will take on the Sewickley Academy Panthers for a spot in the state playoffs. Winner is on to the PIAA playoffs, and the loser will be eliminated here tonight in Rogersville. It is the number 6 West Green Pioneers and the number 7 Sewickley Academy Panthers. West Green with an opening round victory over Clairton by a score of 50-21. Went on to Union, where they suffered a 50-35 defeat to drop to these consolations. Sewickley Academy opened with a 64-41 win over Manesson, and then dropped a tight game to the number 2 seed, Sarah Catholic, by a score of 53-49. And that sets the stage tonight for a qualifying game to the PIAA playoffs, and it also amounts to an elimination game where somebody's season will end this evening. Tonight's broadcast on greensports.net is presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. People you know, people you can trust. Brought to you by CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. By McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy. By Iron Synergy, creating tomorrow's energy today. By Waynesburg University, grow with us at Waynesburg University. By Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. By Kinetic, internet better. By Shaft Drillers.
Quality, safety, and integrity. Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world.
Sorry about that. By Shaft Drillers International. Combined strength, unparalleled resources. By Visit Green. Green County has something for everyone. VisitGreen.org. By Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By Royal Ivy Rentals, when planning your next event, call on Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. And by the Green County Messenger, county's number one news source since 1990. We welcome you into the Iron Synergy pregame show. And are we ready to go to break there, Scott? We're going to try it. We're going to try a break. We'll bring you back here to West Green in just a moment. This is the Iron Synergy pregame show.
Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
What would our community look like without First Federal of Greene County? The fundraising event without a sponsor? The sports team with no name on the back of the jersey? Fortunately, we don't have to wonder. At First Federal of Greene County, we're proud to be your community partner. We make a choice every day to support you, your passions, your needs. Next time you have the option of how to bank, where to get your mortgage loan, who to work with, we hope you keep your local bank in mind. By supporting us, you're supporting the places you live, work, and play. You're supporting your neighbors and friends, because together we can make our community stronger. Together we can give back. Together we can help those in need. Together we can.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Welcome back into the Iron Synergy pregame show. I'm Jason Tennant, flying solo on tonight's broadcast. Scott Donnelly is our producer and running cameras tonight. We have one of two here so far. Brandon Bennett is ready to go. Hannah Knoll is en route. A little bit of car trouble tonight, but we are hopeful she'll be here by tip-off as we get ready to go here from West Green High School. Talked about the matchups in the playoffs these two teams faced so far in the season. That's the right side of the 2026 WPL-UPMC Sports Medicine Class 1A Girls Basketball Championship presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. So the right side has number 2 Sarah Catholic against number 3 Union in the semifinals that are being played tonight and also scheduled for 6 o'clock at North Allegheny High School. Left side of this 1A bracket started with Eden Christian defeating Bishop Canavan in an 8-9 matchup, 46-38. That was the only preliminary matchup, if you will, or should I say round of 16 matchup there was in the 1A bracket. They went on to play the number 1 seed Aquinas Academy, where Aquinas Academy won 58-32. Bottom half started in the quarterfinals with number 4 Geibel and number 5 St. Joseph. Geibel, a tight win, 55-53. That semifinal tonight, number 1 Aquinas versus number 4 Geibel, taking place at Norwin. All these games starting at 6 o'clock, those semifinal games starting at 6 o'clock. Our game tonight, obviously, starting at 7 o'clock. So try to keep an eye out for that. In the consolation bracket, aside from this game, you have the two losers from the left side, Eden Christian taking on St. Joseph in another consolation game. The two winners from tonight's games, the Swickley Academy West Green winner, the Eden Christian St. Joseph winner, they'll meet on Wednesday at 7 o'clock at the higher seeded team's host site, and that'll be a game for fifth place. They're taking 6 to the WPI or to the PIAA playoffs, so all that is for seeding. A win here tonight in this consolation round will clinch a spot in the state playoffs. Step aside once again here from West Green. Going to take a look at what these two teams have done to get to this point this season, how their seasons have fared, where they finished in their sections. Also take a look, a little bit of history between these two teams too, and we'll touch on that. Got a little special surprise for you coming up as well on the Iron Synergy pregame show.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, mccrackenpharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Touchdown, Waynesburg!
Ever wanted to work behind the scenes of a sports broadcast? Waynesburg University's Department of Communication gives you the opportunity to do just that. Our students produce the show, call the action, and tell the story as it happens. Or get involved in the sports information side, taking stats, PA announcing, and delivering the results to a growing sports audience. The Waynesburg University Department of Communication is waiting to hear from you. So what are you waiting for?
For more information, visit waynesburg.edu.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve. You have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
Welcome back to the Iron Synergy pregame show. So Swickley Academy out of Section 1, Class 1A, finished third behind Aquinas Academy and Union, actually tied for third with St. Joseph 9-5 records in conference, Swickley 14-10 overall. West Green also third place in their section, Section 2, finishing 10-4 in conference behind Geibel and Sarah, who were co-champions of the section. Overall record for West Green 17-7. On the year, and when you look down through the schedule played by these two teams, I don't think you're going to find any common opponents to try to gauge, you know, where these two teams may be that way. I mean, you can find Union, I guess, if you want to go that route. Union, of course, beat West Green in the playoffs 50-35 just last week. In the two games that Swickley Academy played against Union, they lost back on December 18th by a score of 51-26, and later on lost 55-42. So a couple of games you can draw there if you want to draw any kind of conclusion there. But it's kind of a similar score to what West Green lost to Union, so not sure how much you can gather from those results. There is some history between these two teams as well. It really goes back to there was a couple of seasons there. 2019-2020, that was in the middle of West Green's run where they were to the WPL championship game at the Peterson Event Center in Pittsburgh. Four straight years. They lost to Rochester three of those years. The first time they got there was 2018. They lost to Winchester Thurston that year. Next 3 years, they made it to the championship game and lost to Rochester. But on the way to the Pete, they crossed paths with Swickley Academy a couple of times. Back in 2019, that was kind of the final year of the group that was the Lampy Twins and Caitlin Reiser, that group's senior year. They played in the quarterfinal. They played Swickley Academy in the regular season, beat them 58-29, then played them in the quarterfinals at Canamac and won by 10, 56-46, before losing to Rochester in the finals. The next year, this would have been think of Elizabeth Brudnock, Jersey Wise, Anna Durbin, Brooke Barner, some of those girls. They also made the semifinals against Swickley Academy. Played them in the regular season, 72-54 win for West Green. Played them again, this time in the semifinals at Canamac, and it was a one-point victory for West Green. And that was this is the special treat I have for us tonight. That was a memorable call by one Nate Rigotti. So we're going to take you back. These two teams in the WPL semifinals, February 25th of 2020. Nate Rigotti and Scott Moore had the call.
The Pioneers with this one-point lead will have to hang on here. Nate Rigotti with you here. Scott Moore. The Pioneers fans are wound up. The Swickley Academy fans are wound up. Swickley Academy to inbound. Here we go. Delvecchio. Along the baseline. Gets a bounce pass into Lightcap. Turnaround jumper off the glass. No good. Ball stripped again. Delvecchio chucks one up. Another chance by Warner. It's no good. It's no good. It's no good. The West Green Pioneers are headed back to the Peak.
They had some chances down there. They had three or four chances. They just couldn't get a clean shot.
The West Green Pioneers hang on. And they will play for another WPIL championship. Your final score, West Green 46, Swickley Academy 45. That was one for the history book, Scott Moore.
Always fun to dig back into the archives. These two teams, again, a very meaningful game that night. That was a WPIL semifinal. This game won't have quite that weight to it, but it does have the big key here is it is a qualifying game to the PIAA state playoffs, so there is a lot to play for here tonight. They would play again. Their last meeting was actually the year after that at Swickley Academy in the regular season. Swickley won that one 52-39. That was the last time these two teams played. It was January 13th of 2021, so it's been over 5 years since these two teams last met. We are getting set for our national anthem. We'll have the starting lineups as well when we return here on the Iron Synergy pregame show.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
At Shaft Drillers International, we're a world leader in construction. We deliver industry-leading blind bore shaft, abandoned well and new hole drilling, geotechnical, carbon capture, solution mining, and water resource development solutions grounded in integrity, safety, and community. We don't just deliver construction solutions. We volunteer and invest in our community. Visit shaftdrillers.com to learn more and to discover rewarding career opportunities.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Turn your passion into a nursing career at CCBC Washington County College Center. Our associate degree nursing program launches fall of 2026, and you can start your journey now. Already an LPN? Our advanced placement pathway helps you level up towards becoming an RN. Learn more at our virtual information session, Wednesday, February 18th. Reserve your spot today at ccbcwashington.com.
Apologies there. We need to make sure we get that that change. That spot was a little old event that's already taken place, so we'll make sure we get that squared away as well. A big thank you to our sponsor, Community College, the Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Take a look at the starters here between these two teams.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event.
Starting lineups, we'll go with Swickley Academy first. Swickley Academy with a 5'8 freshman guard, Charlotte Morton, a 5'4 freshman guard, Nina Caputo, a 5'5 freshman forward, number 4, Athena Amerides, a 5'7 junior forward, Grace Giardini, and a 6-foot forward freshman, Michaela Mbondi. Head coach Rob Chaser, assisted by John Terlecki, Tim Eckenrode, and Gabby Legister. For the West Green Pioneers, starting 5'5 senior forward Kendra Thorpe, 5'3 sophomore center Ava Shipman, 5'1 junior guard Sammy Zimmerman, 5'4 sophomore forward Madeline Roberts, and 5'1 sophomore guard Jalissa Yater. Head coach Ben Brudnock, assisted by Kirsten Shannon and Colton Rush. We'll come back with the opening tip right here on greensports.net, presented by First Federal of Greene County.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Ready to go here from West Green High School, Jason Tennant with you. We've got Scott Donnelly pushing the buttons for us, and Hannah Knoll has made her way here to Rogersville, her and Brandon Bennett on the cameras. Kendra Tharp tipping with Michaela Mbondi, and Mbondi wins the opening tip for the Sewickley Panthers. They will start here going left to right from our vantage point in the bleachers behind the scorer's table. Three ball in the air is well short by Grace Giardini, And it's turned over to the Pioneers just 15 seconds in. Jalissa Yeager will go back to inbound here for the Pioneers. Sammy Zimmerman will bring the ball across up to Jalissa Yeager. Yeager into the corner to Tharp. Tharp floats a pass. That ball was not going to get where it was intended to. Picked off by Swickley coming the other way. Caputo on the dribble, top of the key, goes left side. On the court, Morton puts it with the dribble. Good rebound here inside by Mbondi. And the Swickley Panthers are on the board first with the quick bucket from Michaela Mbondi. Yeager comes here to the near side to Zimmerman. Zimmerman across back to Yeager. Right wing three ball in the air and good. Jalissa Yeager, who heated up pretty nicely at the Union game in the second half, gets started here hot with the three. Going to try to answer on the other side. Caputo hits the three. And it's 5-3 in favor of Swickley. Yeager to the corner, Madeline Roberts, right corner. Floats a pass into Shipman underneath. She'll kick it out to Zimmerman near the elbow. Out right wing, three from Yeager again, and she hits again, 2 for 2. Jalissa Yeager hits a couple of three-pointers to put the Pioneers back on top, and a lot of scoring here in the first minute and a half. Nina Caputo on the dribble here for Swickley Academy. She'll leave it there for Emerides. Excuse me, that's Morton with it. Now to Emerides in the left corner. She'll dribble around the defender, and we get a foul called. They're going to get West Green on a blocking foul. And they're going to get Ava Shipman on the foul. So we're going to get a free throw here from Emerides. First shot is up and good. As they call this a shooting foul against the Pioneers. Shipman guilty of the foul. The second shot doesn't go, but a rebound and putback for Mbondi. And Swickley has opened up a lead again at 8-6. Zimmerman over to Yeager. Yeager on the dribble here, right side for West Green. Pass tipped around by the defender. Emerides did get through to Roberts, but then it was lost out of bounds. It'll stay with the Pioneers as Zimmerman heads over to inbound here for West Green. Zimmerman floats the inbounds pass out to Kendra Tharp. Inside to Roberts. Roberts back to the free throw line. Tharp down low to Shipman. She'll try to work it back to Tharp, but tried to throw it through Nina Caputo, and Caputo picked it off, and we get a foul in the backcourt against the Pioneers. You see it right here is coming in. That's going to be Shipman again. So two fouls against the Pioneers, both to Ava Shipman. Shipman did not start the game at Union, but in the starting five here tonight. Starting five, the only difference was Katie Brudnock was in the starting five at Union the other night. Right wing three ball in the air from Morton. That's off the rim, no good. Zimmerman pulls in the rebound, and she'll bring it up the floor. Now stops and gives it to Yeager. 8-6 the score. Swickley Academy with the advantage. Two threes from Yeager, the scoring for West Green. Pass down low to Roberts, stolen away by Emerides. Up ahead it goes to Morton. Morton off the glass and in. Panthers first, the double digit to 10-6. Yeager on the dribble here, defended there by Morton. Comes across to Sammy Zimmerman. Into the corner, driving the baseline. Tharp puts it up off the rim, no good. Tipped around on the rebound and controlled by Swickley Academy's Charlotte Morton. Morton a little trouble with the timeline as Yeager got in there to knock it away. Still picked up, though, and kept alive by Giardini. Emerides back to Giardini now. She looks at a three, puts it up, and good. Grace Giardini extends the Panther lead to 7 at 13-6. Here's Zimmerman here for the Pioneers. Pass over everybody, looking for Madeline Roberts down low, but well too high and out of bounds. And Sewickley will take the ball. We're going to get a timeout called by West Green with 4:07 to play here in the opening quarter. Sewickley Academy 13, West Green 6 here on greensports.net, presented by First Federal of Greene County.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. Powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
If your basement walls are peeling, that is not appealing. So this is water damage?
Yes, man? Sir. That's water damage.
How many people right now have compromised in their basement brought on by water?
Oh, the majority. I mean, water is the enemy of a home.
Right.
But it's better to have it assessed to give you that ease of mind.
Sure.
Inspections are free. Might as well just give us a call to help.
Baker's Waterproofing is now Groundworks. Schedule a free inspection.
13-6 in favor of Sewickley Academy here. First timeout taken by the Pioneers. 7 points is the largest lead for either team. You'll see a replay here as Merity's got in there to pull it away. And an easy layup for Morton from Sewickley. Now it's Morton. Gives it to Caputo. Morton on the dribble right side. Down low to find Mbondi. Now she goes in. A wide open shot here. Wide open look for Emerides. Doesn't go. Put back is good for Charlotte Morton. See the shot attempt here on the CNX Foundation replay and a quick put back there. Morton for Sewickley. Kendra Tharp now is blocked by Mbondi. Swatted out of bounds. It'll stay with the Pioneers, but now trailing by 9 here in the early going. West Green still with just the 2 field goals, 2 threes from Yater. Checking into the game for the Pioneers now, by the way, is Katie Brudnock. And a pass stolen away by Shipman. Brudnock on the dribble now for West Green. She'll leave it for Yater to bring up the floor. Cross-court pass and a long one, but did get it all the way to Tharp. Tharp stops up, puts the jumper up. It's too strong off the rim. Gets her own rebound. Putback doesn't go. Rebound by Shipman, and she does get the putback. Ava Shipman on the board with the 2. As you see, a couple of misses here, and then eventually a putback from Shipman. Now on the left wing is Caputo. Right wing now to Giardini. Caputo thought about the 3, now goes to the corner. Emerides lets it fly cross-court over to Morton. She'll try the long 2. That doesn't go. Rebound is controlled by Brudnock, and then do we get a travel? Yes, we do. Looked like Sewickley was looking for the held ball there, and in that process, the feet moved, and we get a travel against West Green, so Sewickley Academy will have possession. 15-8 to score. Led by as many as 9. Looking to add to it here, they do. 3 ball from Nina Caputo, her second, and now the lead is at 10 for the first time. Bounce pass to Tharp. She'll try to answer with a 3 of her own. Overshoots everything, and it's off of Roberts out of bounds. It'll be Sewickley Academy basketball. 2:16 to play in the first, and a 10-point Panther advantage. Pass to Emerides, back out to the right wing, and around it goes, around the perimeter, ends up in the hands of Caputo. Emerides now, cross court, and a pass down low to Giardini, back up top, and now a 3 ball taken by Caputo. This one too strong off the rim, no good. Rebound initially looked like Tharp was going to get it, and then she was hit during that process by Mbondi, so it's going to be the first foul called against Swickley Academy. It'll go against Mbondi. On the rebound. Brudnock is going to inbound here. Sammy Zimmerman checks back into the game. Checking out, I believe, was Yater. Indeed, it was. Tharp going to drive the baseline. She's fouled on her way to the basket. Gets the bucket and the foul. Kendra Tharp will go to the line here for the Pioneers. And I think they got a Merides on the foul, which would be her first. One shot coming. It is indeed confirmed. That was a Merides on the foul. And Tharp will complete the old-fashioned three-point play to cut the lead to 7. Caputo back up top. It goes to Morton and around to Giardini. Now Giardini kicks it over left side, driving in, puts up the shot, no good. That was Caputo. Rebound controlled by West Green. Checking in now to the ball game is Barner. Kendall Barner in the ballgame for the first time. Did not see her get any action in the Union game. This pass from Barner off the hands and still loose. Now picked up by Roberts. A chance to reset for West Green. Tharp goes down low to Roberts. Roberts finishes. And the Pioneers back within 5. Nina Caputo right wing now for Swickley Academy. Final minute of this opening quarter. Merides on the dribble now. Works it back up top. Giardini, right side to Caputo. And a travel. West Green's going to have a chance to maybe cut this to a one-possession game here as they'll get the basketball with 35 seconds left. Said, seeing Kendall Barner here, talk to Coach Brudnock before the Union game. He talked about Barner and Shipman maybe getting some time in that game to combat the size of Union. Never saw Barner in that game, but she does get the nod here in the first quarter against Swickley. And Shipman's been in there from the start. Brudnock puts the shot up and in. And it's a three-point game. 7-0 run for West Green here in the first quarter. Trying to close out on a high note. Morton going to take the three. That's no good off the rim. Rebound controlled by Mbondi. The putback doesn't go as time expires. We've reached the end of one. It's the Swickley Academy 18, West Green 15, here on greensports.net, presented by First Federal of Greene County with video on NFHS.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it, all without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money, all from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
Heading into the second quarter, 18-15 our score. We are trying to get that scoreboard nice and lined up for you folks. We're doing it an old analog way, if you will. Get to see the images from the scoreboard, and hopefully that will suffice for you tonight. Have to dive back in the old technology a little bit. West Green with the opening possession this second quarter. Chance to even possibly tie it up here, but Barner down low, can't get the shot to go. Brudnock is blocked hard, and there's a foul called, and Bondi's going to pick up her second. As you'll see this play right here, and Bondi comes over to try to, well, they might not have gotten Bondi. They did not. They got Giardini on the foul. They were both going for that block. It was Giardini who made the contact, and now it's Brudnock to the line to shoot a pair. It's the first of two. Second free throw coming here for Katie Brudnock. Off the front rim, no good, and Bondi has the rebound. Two-point game, 18-16. West Green on an 8-0 run right now. Stolen away by Sammy Zimmerman. Had trouble corralling it. Got to a knee, and they're going to call a jump ball, which that should belong to Sewickley Academy. Oh, wait a minute. The other official on the near side is saying West Green got the timeout before the jump ball. So they're going to award the timeout to West Green and wave off that held possession. Sewickley doesn't like the call, but that's the way it's going to stand. West Green with a timeout, 7:32 to play. It is a 30-second timeout. Sewickley leads 18-16 here on greensports.net, presented by First Federal of Greene County, video on NFHS.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
So West Green got the benefit of the call there to get the timeout before the ball was going to be turned over to Sewickley by the possession arrow. And they've used two timeouts so far here in the ballgame. Still opening minute, second quarter. West Green looking to at least tie it here this trip down the floor. Trailed by 10 in that first quarter. There's Barner at the elbow, tried to get it back outside, does to Roberts. Brudnock works it to Tharp. Tharp going to drive the baseline. Brudnock with it here on the left wing. Back to Tharp in the corner. Barner near the paint, looking for an outlet, finds Brudnock. Head fake. Brudnock back up top, finds Zimmerman. She'll drive in and kick it to Tharp. Tharp would have had a nice open look, but had to put it on the deck for a dribble once. Rebound there by Tharp, lost the handle, then Zimmerman lost the handle out of bounds, and they're going to say it is last touched by Zimmerman. Sewickley basketball. Missed opportunity there. Tharp would have had a really good look. She just didn't handle that pass cleanly. Had to get a dribble out of it. And by that time, the window had kind of closed a bit. From the free throw line, shot up, no good by Giardini. And Bondi was looking for the rebound. We'll get a foul on the baseline. And the foul's going to be called on Charlotte Morton. Second foul against Sewickley Academy this quarter. Of course, if any team gets to five, it'll put the other in the bonus. Two free throws. Fouls reset each quarter. At the free throw line, Tharp puts up a shot, no good. Rebound is controlled by Giardini. Pass up ahead to Caputo. Caputo, nice. Oh, good defensive play by Tharp. Looked like she picked off the pass, but couldn't control. Ends up going out to Giardini for the three. Tough break for the Pioneers on that one. Nice defensive play by Tharp, but she just didn't catch the pass. Stayed alive for Sewickley, and they hit the three, their first bucket in a while. Breaks up an 8-0 run for the Pioneers. Zimmerman out to Roberts for three. In and out, no good. Rebound Barner. She's fouled on the putback try. And to the line will go Kendall Barner. It's going to be the third foul as well against Sewickley. West Green with none this quarter, and that's the second against Amerides. Barner's shot is up and no good. Jalissa Yater going to check back in as Brudnock will head to the bench. Second opportunity here for Barner. 21-16 our score. Barner trying to get one of two here. Can't get that one either. 0 for 2 from the stripe. That trip for Barner. Amerides on the dribble here for Sewickley Academy. Works it out to Giardini. Up top it goes to Morton and around Caputo drives in. Shot no good. Rebound Mbondi. Put back no good, but the foul is called. That'll put Michaela Mbondi on the line for the first time tonight. And that's the first foul against the Pioneers. See here on the CNX Foundation replay, clearly Barner going to get hit with that foul. And Mbondi to the line. First shot is up and good. Bondi. Second shot also good. The lead back up to seven now for Sewickley Academy. Zimmerman over to Yater. Yater goes into the paint to Tharp. Kicked out to Roberts. Right side three, no good. Roberts followed the shot. Got her own rebound. Put back doesn't go, but now Roberts goes to the line. That'll be a fourth foul against Sewickley Academy. Meaning any fouls the rest of this quarter will result in free throws for West Green. And there's still 5:16 to play in this quarter. If West Green can make some shots from the charity stripe, it could be a big difference in the score at halftime. Roberts to the line for two, and she hits the first. Foul, by the way, was against Mbondi, her second. Second shot is short, no good, and the rebound is tracked down by Caputo. Caputo hounded by Zimmerman and Yater, but got it to Mbondi. Now driving in Amerides up top. She'll find Caputo for three. Off the rim, no good. Kendra Tharp has the rebound. Keeps control through a couple of defenders. Drives in against Giardini. Kicks it out to Zimmerman. Finds Roberts, right wing. It's going to long two, and it actually missed everything. Who tossed it last? They're going to say West Green. The Sewickley Academy basketball with 4:50 to play here in the opening half. 23-17 our score as Giardini will inbound, and bringing up the floor is Charlotte Morton. At the free throw line, shot put up by Giardini, no good. Yater comes up with the rebound, lost it for a moment, but regains the dribble here in the backcourt. Nearing the midway point of this second quarter. Zimmerman with it here on the near side for the Pioneers, trailing by six. Pass down low to Tharp, and she finds Zimmerman as she falls out of bounds, but Zimmerman can't get the shot to go. Pass up ahead, and a missed layup by Caputo. Rebound is fought for, and it's going to be a jump ball. Possession arrow favors the Panthers. See it here, just a missed layup, and then it's a good job by Yater to tie up because it looked like Morton had a clear rebound there, but nice job by Yater defensively to force that tie up. Mbondi gets the inbounds pass and gets the easy bucket. Opens it back up to an 8-point lead for Sewickley Academy. That is a 17 if you're watching on the NFHS Network. Trying to get our score bug a little fixed there. Yater to Tharp. Tharp drives in around Mbondi. Stepped on the baseline. Out of bounds. Sewickley basketball. 25-17. 3:40 to play. And Sewickley brings the ball up the floor. Morton on the dribble, goes left side to Caputo. Floats a pass into Mbondi, and she'll find Amerides here on the near side. Morton with it, back up top to Caputo. Quickly slowing things down here, now hounded by Yater. Zimmerman came in to try to steal it away, but driving for the glass and in. Charlotte Morton with her first bucket of the second quarter, and that extends it back to 10. Largest lead was 10 in the first quarter. Sewickley has reached that point differential again. West Green without a field goal in this second quarter. Roberts tried to change that, but she hit the rim on a three. Zimmerman will head fake from a three and work it to Tharp. Just two free throws for West Green so far this quarter. Roberts open. Is fouled hard as she goes up with the shot and hits the side of the glass. And I think we're going to have a technical foul called against Swickley Academy as well. May have just been a warning. I think that was the case. I think he warned him. I heard the official say, "I said no stomping." I'm clear that's what he said. I think he just warned Coach Shazer. Roberts is going to go to the line as West Green is now in the bonus. And Roberts rattles the first one home. So far, all the points for West Green have been from the charity stripe this half. Second shot is up and off the rim, no good. But they haven't shot it real efficiently from the line either. Amerides and a Caputo three ball in the air, but that misses everything. Tharp came down with a rebound, some contact, was able to maintain control. Pass up ahead now to Yater. Roberts down low, had it stripped away, knocked away by Morton out of bounds. It'll be West Green basketball. 27-18, 2:13 to play in the second quarter. West Green ball with Brood knocked to inbound. Roberts goes to Broodnock. Bounce passes tipped away, and Emeritus comes all the way to the glass and in. Athena Emeritus, her first field goal of the ball game, and the lead is now at its largest of the night at 11. Yater with it here for the Pioneers, inside 2 minutes to play in this opening half. Zimmerman on the dribble here near side, goes back to Yater. Roberts right corner and a travel. Turns it over to Swickley Academy. 29-18 our score. We'll look at some work here on the CNX Foundation replay as Emerides was able to get the fast break points. Caputo drives in, high off the glass, no good. Rebound, and they're going to call a jump ball. That was a quick whistle. Zimmerman and Morton came together. Get a chance to see it here on this rebound. Do you see? I mean, the thing is, it was joint like immediately. When it came into the hands, they both had hands on it. So let's say a good call by the official on that one. It was quick, but I think it was the right call. Yater, pass was behind Zimmerman. She's able to track it down the far side, and a foul is called on Caputo. That'll be her first. Team's sixth this quarter. West Green will have a couple of free throws coming in the bonus. But the Pioneers so far this quarter, just 3 for 8 from the charity stripe. They were really good from the free throw line against Union, particularly Kendra Tharp in that ball game. Zimmerman misses her first. Tharp was only to the free throw line for one shot tonight, and she made it. That was in the first quarter, the only free throw of the first quarter for the Pioneers. Missing them both is Zimmerman, so the woes continue at the free throw line. Now 3 for 10 in this quarter. Think of the difference some free throws could make. Down 11 here with a minute 11 to play in a second. Winner on to the state playoffs in this consolation game. Long two put up by Morton, no good. Rebound controlled by Emerides. Little dump off. We got a new player in the ball game here for Swickley Academy. Alana Spencer couldn't get the shot to go. We get a foul. Going to go against Swickley. right there is reaching in on Yater was Morton for her second foul. That's going to put Yater at the free throw line in the bonus. Yater, 3 for 10 of the Pioneers this quarter. Here's Yater with a free throw. Second one coming here from Yater. Well, make it 4 for 12. As Yater misses that one, the ball was last touched, though, by Swickley. Morton is either shaken up or upset about something as play resumes here. And has an up and down on Tharp, unless they call it a foul. No, just going to be an up and down. So turnover to Swickley Academy with 49 seconds on the clock and a 10-point Panther lead. Pass just does get through to Morton. Morton back over to the other side to Caputo. Head fake there, down to 30 seconds. Caputo lost the dribble, picked it back up, puts the shot up off the glass and in. And the lead is the largest once again at 12 now, 31-19. West Green likely the final possession of the half. Yater over to Tharp. Tharp finds Hackney, who's checked into the game for the Pioneers, and a shot attempt by Yater down low doesn't go. We have reached the half. Our score, Swickley Academy 31, West Green 19. Here on greensports.net, presented by First Federal of Greene County with video on NFHS.
What would our community look like without First Federal of Greene County? The fundraising event without a sponsor. The sports team with no name on the back of the jersey. Fortunately, we don't have to wonder. At First Federal of Greene County, we're proud to be your community partner. We make a choice every day to support you, your passions, your needs. Next time you have the option of how to bank, where to get your mortgage loan, who to work with, we hope you keep your local bank in mind. By supporting us, you're supporting the places you live, work, and play. You're supporting your neighbors and friends, because together we can make our community stronger. Together we can give back. Together, we can help those in need. Together, we can.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, mccrackenpharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
31-19, our score here at the half in favor of the Swickley Academy Panthers. West Green was down 10 in the first quarter, able to put together an 8-0 run that went into the second quarter to cut into the lead. Got it down to 2, but then Swickley Academy pours it on in the second as well, and it was mainly due to West Green not able to score from the field in the entire quarter. Only 4 points in the quarter for the Pioneers, and they were all from the charity stripe. Madeline Roberts was 2 for 4 from the line. Jalissa Yater and Katie Brudnock were both 1 for 2 from the line, while Zimmerman and Kendall Barner went 0 for 2 each of them. So you look at the first quarter for West Green. They had a couple of threes from Jalissa Yater, Kendra Tharp, Ava Shipman, Katie Brudnock, Madeline Roberts. They all got involved from the field. That didn't happen in the second quarter. Meanwhile, a pretty consistent first to second quarter for the Sewickley Academy Panthers, with all five of the starting five hitting a field goal in the second quarter. 4 of the 5 hit a field goal in the first quarter, and the only one that didn't has had a free throw. So they've all scored in both quarters, have the Sewickley Academy Panthers. But an 18-15 first quarter and a 13-4 second quarter for the Sewickley Academy Panthers to lead at the half, 31-19, and the 12-point lead that Sewickley currently owns is the largest lead of the ball game. So far on the night, the scoring has been spread out pretty evenly here. Leading scorer with 8 points, there's two of them with 8. Michaela Mbondi has 8 for Sewickley Academy. Also Nina Caputo with 8. 6 points for Charlotte Morton. Also 6 points for Grace Giardini, and 3 points for Athena Emerides here at the half. On the other side for the Pioneers, like I said, the scoring drought came in a big way in the second quarter. Their leading scorer is Jalissa Yater. Yater had 6 points in the first quarter, added a free throw in the second. Her 7 points, the top scorer for West Green. 4 points for Madeline Roberts. 3 points each for Kendra Tharp and Katie Brudnock. And that is it. 2 points, I'm sorry. 2 points for Ava Shipman, rounding out the scoring for the Pioneers. But really, as you look at some of the highlights here from the CNX Foundation replays, I think West Green felt pretty good about how they were playing at the end of the first quarter. They got down 10, but they really came back at the end of that quarter, similar to what happened at Union, quite honestly. If you look at these two games, West Green fell behind in the first quarter against Union. It was 15-14 at the end of one, though. They closed out the first quarter on a hot streak, but just like they did in Newcastle last week, very cold in the second quarter, and that was the case here tonight as well, without a field goal in that second frame. So 12-point deficit to make up for the Pioneers when they come back out of the locker room. And again, up for grabs tonight is a spot in the state tournament, the PIAA state playoffs. The loser tonight is out. And you may be asking why some of these games, we did not cover the Jefferson Morgan boys team on Saturday. They're playing again on Wednesday. We are not planning to cover that game either. These are consolation games for teams that have already clinched state playoff berths. For instance, the 2A boys bracket is taking 8 teams. So anybody who made the quarterfinals is already going to the state playoffs. And Jefferson Morgan, with winning their first consolation, even though it was not an elimination game, winning that game puts them into the 5th place game, which will be played on Wednesday. And again, that is merely a game that will decide 5th and 6th place, 5th and 6th seed, if you will, as they head on to the PIAA tournament. Again, anybody who reached the quarterfinals in that bracket is moving on to the state playoffs, including the Jefferson Morgan Rocket boys team. Not the case, as we saw Waynesburg at Olsch the other night in the 3A girls consolations. They were in the exact same position as West Green was in. They lost in the quarterfinals. Their brackets are only taking the top 6 onto the state playoffs. So in that first consolation game, you have to win or you're out. They're going to eliminate 2 teams tonight, and then you'll have your top 6. And then, of course, they will play a 3rd place game and a 5th place game to determine seeding. But bottom line is, top 6 in from this bracket, and to get to the top 6, you got to win this first consolation game. And right now, Sewickley has themselves a 12-point lead as they look to be the team that clinches a spot. And, of course, the loser here tonight will be eliminated. Their season will come to a close. Step aside one more time here. We'll come back. Second half action is on the way from West Green on greensports.net, presented by First Federal of Greene County, with video on the NFHS Network.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Touchdown, Waynesburg!
Ever wanted to work behind the scenes of a sports broadcast? Waynesburg University's Department of Communication gives you the opportunity to do just that. Our students produce the show, call the action, and tell the story as it happens. Or get involved in the sports information side, taking stats, PA announcing, and delivering the results to a growing sports audience. The Waynesburg University Department of Communication is waiting to hear from you. So what are you waiting for?
For more information, visit waynesburg.edu.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve, you have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
Ready to go here for the third quarter from West Green High School. Semifinals happening today in this bracket. Aquinas Academy against Geibel, Sarah Catholic against Union. Two winners will meet. That championship game is scheduled for Friday at 3 o'clock at the Peterson Event Center. Whoever wins this ball game will move on to take on the winner of Eden Christian and St. Joseph. That is a fifth-place game to be held on Wednesday, and that will be played at the higher seed, whoever is left there. Assuming that higher seed can host. I'm not sure if that is the case with Eden Christian, but I guess we will find out if that transpires. We're underway here in the third quarter. West Green has the opening possession. Again, down 9. Roberts, or down 12, excuse me. Roberts shot no good. The rebound is eventually controlled by Grace Giardini. Starting 5 still out here for Sewickley Academy. They have only had one player off the bench briefly as Yater misses the shot from beyond the arc. Kendra Tharp brings it up the floor for the Pioneers, driving all the way into the paint, but she walked. Tried to pass it outside and walked. West Green has Barner in the game to start the second half. They also have brought into the game for the first time here tonight Kensley Hill. But West Green has used a lot more of their bench tonight as Emerides gets around Barner. She's fouled as she goes up for the shot, and the scoop shot is up off the bottom of the backboard. Foul going to be called against Sewickley Academy. You'll see it right here. The foul is going to be called on Hill. Obviously going to be her first. But we've seen off the bench Katie Brudnock, Kendall Barner. We saw Erica Hackney for West Green as well. And even Ava Shipman, Brudnock, Barner, and Hackney, as well as Hill, have all come off of the bench for the Pioneers. Two misses, though, for Emerides from the free throw line. She's now 1-for-4 from the stripe, and West Green controls, still down 12. Hill works it to Tharp here on the near side. Tharp to Yater. Barner in the corner. Back up to Yater. Defended there by Giardini. And now Hill with it. She'll try the dribble. Right side, she finds Roberts. Roberts a little head fake and then goes up top to Tharp. Floats a pass to the free throw line. Hill tried to turn and shoot. Looked like maybe an up and down, but got a pass outside to Yater. Shot doesn't go. Put back by Roberts doesn't go. And Swickley comes away with the rebound. Pass up ahead to Emerides. Into the back of Kendra Tharp, and she'll steal it away. Tharp coming the other way for West Green. Works around the defender. Nice move, but can't finish the play off the glass. And the rebound is pulled in by Giardini. Looks like a great play from Tharp. Just didn't get the ball to fall through, and we get a travel on the other end against Charlotte Morton. Kensley Hill to inbound. Awana Spencer was the only player that came off the bench so far for Sewickley Academy. And she saw just a brief period of playing time in that second quarter. Gator tried to go to the free throw line to Tharp. Pass was knocked away, but eventually picked up by Kensley Hill. And she gets herself on the score sheet here as Hill hits the jump shot. That's the first field goal for West Green since the first quarter. Nina Caputo drives in against Tharp. Too strong off the glass. Rebound is tipped around, eventually controlled by Athena Amerides. Amerides to the corner. Goes to Caputo. Caputo defended by Yater. Goes along the baseline. Her pass was knocked into the hands of Kendra Tharp. That pass, though, up ahead was controlled. Actually, all nearly picked off by Grace Giardini. A held ball is the call. And that's going to be Sewickley Academy basketball is tied up right there at midcourt. So Sewickley with the basketball on a 10-point lead, but the pass from Morton is over the head. Looked like she thought Caputo was going one way and Caputo was going the other way, and the two just didn't connect. So West Green down 10 with the basketball. Yater over to Hill. Roberts up top with it now. She'll come right side to Jalissa Yater. Into the paint, tried to feed it to Tharp. It was tipped by Amerides, but back into the hands of Yater, who hits the jumper. Yater had the first 6 points for West Green tonight on 2 threes. That's her first bucket since. But it has cut the lead now to 8. Amerides lost the dribble momentarily, regains it. Pass across to Caputo. Float a pass to the elbow. That was Mbondi. She tries to go down low to Morton, and we get a tie-up, and that's going to belong to West Green. Swickley wants a foul. Not going to get the foul call. It's going to be a jump ball, and possession arrow favors the Pioneers. 8-point advantage for Sewickley Academy, but so far the advantage in this quarter has been to the Pioneers, who have scored all 4 points that have been scored combined in this quarter. Zimmerman around the defender. Kicks it to Tharp. Tharp lost the dribble. Tied up maybe in the paint here. What's the call? Timeout is going to be called by Sewickley Academy. Enough possession to get the timeout. 4:25 remaining here in the third. It is Sewickley Academy 31, West Green 23. Here on Greensports.net, presented by First Federal of Greene County. Video on NFHS.
At Shaft Drillers International, we're a world leader in construction. We deliver industry-leading blind bore shaft, abandoned well and new hole drilling, geotechnical, carbon capture, solution mining, and water resource development solutions grounded in integrity, safety, and community. We don't just deliver construction solutions. We volunteer and invest in our community. Visit shaftdrillers.com to learn more and to discover rewarding career opportunities.
Swickley with their first time out of the ball game. Comes here in the third quarter. They spread their fouls. They got into some foul trouble. They had 6 or 7 fouls in that second quarter, did Swickley Academy. They spread them around. They still don't have anybody with more than 2. Pass ahead to Amerides right through her hands. And picking up a Zimmerman, and she walked. That was pretty obvious to everyone, and Swickley's bench was calling for the travel, making the call for the official, but it was indeed a travel. Order! Into Caputo. Caputo maybe walked there. Yeah, she definitely got away with a walk. 3-ball up from Morton doesn't go. West Green even signaled the player on the court was signaling for a travel, and I saw it as well. Trying to pick off that pass was Caputo. It got to Yater. Yater's shot, though, a little wildly off the rim. Rebound pulled in by Mbondi, and Yater fouled her. before that pass got away. See right here this shot. And then Yeader comes back in and chops Mbondi from behind. Yeader's first foul. Team's second this quarter. Giardini got the inbounds pass into Emerides. And we get an off. They call it a double dribble. Thought maybe we're going to get an offensive foul on Emerides. They call it double dribble. See if we can see it here. I didn't really see a double dribble there, but she did get the second hand on the ball, maybe. Couldn't tell right there if it actually did when she brought that ball up. Inbounds pass to Roberts. The two looked like it was online, but hits the rim and comes off. Loose balls eventually picked up by Giardini. She'll work it to Caputo to bring it up the floor. Caputo drives the baseline, kicks it outside, works it over to Emerides on the right side. Now at the free throw line, Giardini just inside that charity stripe gets the bucket. First field goal for Swickley Academy in this third quarter, and the lead is 10. Sammy Zimmerman. Pass, ill-advised, trying to go to the corner to Tharp. She was covered up by Emerides, who picks it off and comes the other way. Caputo in the paint looking to clear the defense and gets the shot after Roberts goes up and down. And Caputo hits the bucket, and Coach Brudnock wants to talk things over. 3:03 to play here in the third. It's Swickley Academy back to a 12-point lead, matching their largest, 35-23. On greensports.net, presented by First Federal of Greene County, video on NFHS.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreen.org.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Last time these two teams met was 2021, January 13th in a regular season game, and that was a 13-point win for Swickley Academy, and as far as I can tell, the only time the Panthers have ever beaten the Pioneers. The Pioneers were 4-0 against them in their four previous matchups, whether they played before 2019, I could not find an instance. But now it's a 12-point lead for Swickley Academy, and here's a turnover. In fact, it's going to be a jump ball, and that's going to belong to Swickley. So it is indeed essentially a turnover here via the possession arrow. Grace Giardini will inbound here for Swickley in their 12-point lead. That is their largest. They've hit this mark a few times. They've not gotten it beyond 12 to this point. Emerides drives into the paint, floats a pass over to Caputo, hounded by Yeader. Good defense by Yeader. Forces a wild shot, but they are going to get a foul on Yeader. Be her second. Take a look at where the foul occurs, because there's some contact right there. They didn't call that, and then they do call a foul on the shot. So a chance to extend to the largest lead here for Caputo. First shot is up and good. First trip to the line for Nina Caputo. Second foul against Yeader. And after a two-for-two trip for Caputo, the lead is 14, 37-23. Zimmerman works at the Gator on the left wing. Now Brudnock with it up top. Tharp in the paint, turning, trying to look for an opening there. Pass was tipped away. I think Yeader should have let that go. Surely it was last touch. Maybe she thought she touched it again. Maybe she did. She went to try to save that ball. I thought it would have been out of bounds on Swickley Academy, but Yeader tries to save it, loses it, and now Swickley has the basketball. Amerides on the dribble. Floats it down to Mbani, but a good job by Tharp to step in front of that pass and pick it off. Coming the other way. Less than 2 minutes to play in the third, and this is stolen away from behind by Amerides. Here she comes. 2-on-2. Tries to work around Brudnock and is called with a carry. See, to get a look at it here. Switched hands there, and they're going to call the carry right there. That might have been a pretty tight call. But nonetheless, it's turned over to the Pioneers. Zimmerman on the right wing, defended by Caputo. Goes behind the back into the paint. Tried to go to Roberts, but the pass was tipped. Now Mbondi looks for control, and they get a travel called against Roberts. Roberts had brief control here, or did she? They called the travel against Roberts. And Swickley has the basketball. Minute 25 to go. Pass from Caputo to Amerides, cutting to the rim. Overshoots the rim, but the rebound or the loose ball is picked up by Caputo. No real rebound as it missed the rim. Mbondi looking for an opening. Gets around the defender to the glass and in. Mbondi with her first bucket of the second half. And the lead is back to 14. Or excuse me, the lead is now 16, 39-23. That is the largest of the night, and a travel on the other end by Yeader. West Green kind of unraveling at this point. Seeing Bondi just kind of get around Thart for the bucket. And after the travel, here comes Swickley again, leading by 16. West Green with only two field goals since the first quarter. Head fake there from Giardini. Goes up top to Caputo. She had to have traveled. It held ball. Wow. So on the CNX Foundation replay, she was driving in. Looked like she traveled before there was any contact. And then you got one hand in there by Yeader, I believe it was. And it couldn't have been Yeader. She's not in the ball game. But either way, one hand on it, that was enough to draw the jump ball call. Looked to me like a travel occurred before anything. But West Green basketball. We're down to the final 10 seconds of this third quarter. Hill. Kicks it out to Tharp. She'll run the baseline. Tharp, reverse layup, well off the mark. And time is going to expire here in the third. Second and third quarter for West Green that they'd probably like to forget. It is now a 16-point lead for Swickley Academy as we head into the fourth quarter, 39-23, here on greensports.net, presented by First Federal of Greene County with video on NFHS.
The Greene County Messenger is the county's number one news source. Since 1990, the award-winning news publication has provided the most comprehensive coverage of local news and sports, as well as unique feature stories and in-depth information about the people, places, and events throughout the community. Remember, the Messenger hits newsstands every Friday and also makes a wonderful gift for friends and relatives. Different, affordable subscription packages are available. Call 724-852-2251 for details. The Greene County Messenger, providing news, information, and services to enable our community to prosper.
When you fire up Big Ten Plus, you get more game, nonstop, around the clock. More live games you won't see anywhere else. More access to your team wherever you want, 24/7. More stories.
Unstoppable.
More highlights.
Whoa!
More big time playmakers. Plus, catch up to four games at once so you'll never miss more shots, spikes, and scores. Download the Big Ten Plus app today. It's always game on.
Heading to the fourth, 39-23, our score in favor of Swickley, and it wasn't a great offensive output from either team in the third quarter. West Green matched their second quarter output with 4 points. Swickley only had 8, but still added four more points onto what was a 12-point lead at the half, and now lead 39-23 as we go to the fourth. West Green had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 field goals in the first quarter. They only have two since, and those both came in the third. So fourth quarter, opening possession belongs to the Panthers. Amerides turning, spinning to the rim, doesn't get it. Mbondi picks up the loose change and gets the bucket and the foul. Michaela Mbondi. See here on the replay, the first a miss, and then Mbondi corrals it, is fouled as she goes for the putback, and she'll go for the three-point play here as the foul was called on Brudnock, her first. Mbondi short on the free throw, no good. She had made her previous two attempts from the charity stripe, but the lead is pushed to a new high again. Now it's 17. Kensley Hill finds Brudnock in the left corner. Inside to Tharpe in the paint. One dribble back out to Brudnock. Now cross court. Hill was open. Worked it to Roberts for three. Off the mark. Put back here for Erica Hackney for one of the Pioneers. Gets another shot at it. That shot was blocked, and eventually a jump ball is called as Tharpe ties up with Grace Giardini. Twickley does have at least one bench player in here now in this quarter. That's going to be... Oh, nope, excuse me. Thought we saw a different number in there. We do not. Still the starting five for the Panthers. Brudnock to Tharpe. Tharpe out to Hackney and around to Kensley Hill. She'll try the three, and Kensley Hill will drain the three, and we get a timeout taken by the Pioneers on the heels of that big shot from Kensley Hill, 41-26 with 7:03 to play here on greensports.net, presented by First Federal of Greene County with video on NFHS.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Another timeout taken by the Pioneers. They're down to two remaining. You see the last bucket made there. Here's Athena Amerides. For Swickley Academy, up 15 after the make from Kensley Hill. We get a timeout now taken by Swickley as Morton got stuck looking for an outlet there. 6:42 remaining here, still 41-26. Greensports.net presented by First Federal of Greene County, video on NFHS.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, mccrackenpharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Swickley inbound from the baseline here. Underneath. Comes out to Morton, and she's fouled as her shot goes up and over. Two shots coming here for Morton as the foul is going to be charged to Madeline Roberts. Roberts, her first foul of the contest. Nobody in foul trouble here. Nobody has more than two fouls on either team. As Morton hits the first of two free throws. This is her first trip to the line. Sawickley has done a much better job with their – they have very much fewer free throw attempts, but they have hit with much more accuracy as Martin hits them both and opens it back up to 17 points. Hill bounce pass to Hackney. Hackney goes to Brudenock here on the right wing. Tried to feed it into Tharp, but it's picked off by Amerides. Amerides 2-on-1 here. Dishes there to Morton. Can't get the shot to go, but Amerides picks it up off the deck. Shot taken, and that is short by Caputo. And now just chaos. Ball going all over the place. West Green finally is able to come away with possession. Brudenock nearly traveled, but was able to hold that foot down. Left corner to Tharp. Tharp on the dribble, lost it for a moment, got it back. Now picks up the dribble, and a foul is called against the Panthers. And they're going to get a Merides, I believe. Unless it was after that initial contact. No, it is going to be after. It'll be Giardini. Second. West Green has two fouls. Swiftly County with one shot taken here by Yater. Not close. And the rebound and putback is good. Let's see that replay because I didn't catch who that was. It was Brudenock getting the two for the Pioneers. On the other end, Mbondi with a rebound and putback of her own. Mbondi scores for Swiftly Academy. The lead is 17 again. Here's Sammy Zimmerman, stripped of the ball by Amerides. Amerides coming ahead, just fell down. Swickley maintains control. Shot taken by Morton, and a shove here on a three-point shot. There's going to be three shots, I would assume. They're going to get Roberts on the foul. Oh, that was away. Was that away from the ball? Apparently away from the ball, not on the shooter. Say the ball's going to be taken out at the baseline. Foul against Pioneers on the floor is the call. Dribble here for Giardini. Working against Zimmerman. Out to Amerides. Amerides down to the baseline. Finds Caputo. Tried to dish it along the baseline to Morton. Morton chased it down in the corner. Floats a pass to Amerides. Cutting to the rim but can't get the shot to go. Picked up by Brudenock. She lost it into the hands of Caputo. And Caputo puts it in for the Panthers. Yater over to Zimmerman. Zimmerman now on the dribble. Back to Yater. 47-28. 19-point advantage is the largest of the ball game. Tharp just inside the free throw line. Can't get the shot to fall. Rebound is tipped around. Eventually stolen away by Tharp from behind. But her shot is blocked. A lot of contact, nothing called, and now going to the floor is Zimmerman. See a chance right here. That's going to be a foul on Zimmerman for sure, blocking foul. Her first, believe it or not, of the ball game. That is the team's fourth, though. One more foul, and Swickley's going to the free throw line in the bonus. And we get some hard contact here, and got to watch here as Yater may have hit her head off the floor. CNX Foundation replay. She gets dumped down, and we can't really see the head, but certainly she does grab the back of her head, does Yater. And that is nothing to play around with. If a head bounces off the basketball court, she's going to be tended to immediately by trainers here. But Yater went down hard. And certainly she'll make sure she's okay. Right here again, right along that line. They came down, and now Athletic Director Bill Sims going over to check as well. We got a break in the action. We'll step aside. 4:17 to play. 47-28 Swickley Academy. Greensports.net presented by First Federal of Greene County. Video on NFHS.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world.
Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
When you fire up Big Ten Plus, you get more game, nonstop, around the clock. More live games you won't see anywhere else. More access to your team wherever you want, 24/7. More stories.
Unstoppable.
More highlights.
Whoa!
More big-time playmakers. Plus, catch up to four games at once so you'll never miss more shots, spikes, and scores. Download the Big Ten Plus app today. It's always game on.
Well, Jalissa Yater was helped off the floor, and Swift Academy had possession. Just a few seconds in, a jump ball called, and now West Green will take over. But Yater certainly was shaken up and almost looked like she wasn't stable to come across the floor. Had help as Hill misses a rebound, and we get a foul called as Kendra Tharp comes diving over the top. She's going to get hit with a foul on the rebound. That's her first. The fouls have been spread around in this ballgame. Nobody on the court or on the bench has more than two fouls. But you can count everybody who's been in the game on the score sheet has at least one. They have spread it around. But now in the bonus goes Swickley Academy on the fifth foul against West Green. So to the free throw line for two shots. First one missing there for Giardini. Giardini's first trip to the line. Trying to push it to a 20-point advantage here is Giardini, and she cannot do it. Loose ball's picked up by Zimmerman on the far side. We're inside 4 minutes to play. Pass up ahead, but a shove from behind. Trying to get the pass to Brudnock. She was shoved by Amerides. Foul against Swickley Academy, just their second. And Amerides now is the first player with three fouls. Tharp takes the inbounds pass at the free throw line. Now dribbles from the elbow, puts the shot up, banks it home. Kendra Tharp hits for the Pioneers. That is her first field goal since the first quarter. Amerides. Up top it goes to Morton. Morton on the dribble against Roberts. Floats a pass to Mbondi in the paint. Stops the dribble, puts the shot up. She'll be fouled. She can go to the line again. She had a chance at a three-point play earlier this quarter. Was not successful that time. She'll get another crack at it here as it looks like Tharp's going to get her second foul. One free throw coming for Mbondi. She cannot hit that one either. Lead is still 19. They've not pushed it over the 20 mark just yet, have the Panthers. Hill into the paint, kicks it out to Tharp on the left corner. Tharp along the baseline to Brudnock. Brudnock cross-court pass to Roberts. Works it back outside, it's Hill and across to Zimmerman. Zimmerman, spin move. Now is caught up there, goes to Brudnock for three. Offline, rebound is last touched by Roberts out of bounds. It'll be Swickley Academy basketball with a 19-point lead and 2:53 to play. Mbondi takes the inbounds feed from Giardini and gives back to Giardini to bring across the timeline. She's shoved pretty good all the way to the padding. I don't know if she was shoved that good, but certainly couldn't get herself stopped. Into the padding she goes. It's a foul against West Green that's going to put Swickley Academy at the line here with bonus free throws. Zimmerman called for the foul pretty clearly. That's her second. Giardini makes the first, and the lead is now 20 for the first time tonight. Yeah. One more coming here for Giardini. Shot is up and off the rim, no good. Rebound is chased down by Giardini, though. And another, we get a timeout taken here by Swickley Academy. 2:45 to play. It's a 20-point lead for the Panthers here on Greensports.net, presented by First Federal of Greene County Video on NFHS.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, mccrackenpharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Thought we might see some changes on the Swickley lineup here with only 2:45 to play, but sticking with those five. We've seen one player off the bench tonight for the Panthers. That was Alana Spencer. I didn't have a clock running on how long she was in there, but it wasn't long in the second quarter. Caputo drains a three. Nina Caputo, her third three of the night. And the lead is ballooned to 23 for Swickley Academy with just over 2.5 to play. Jalissa Yater, who's back into the game. Nice to see Yater back in there after taking that shot to the back of the head when she hit the court. Shot misses and Amerides comes away here for Swickley Academy. Up ahead it goes to Morton. Morton dribbling around defender. Scoop shot off the glass, no good. Bondi tries to get the put back. That doesn't go, but extended possession here for Swickley Academy. Now some good contact here up front as Bondi caught the face of Zimmerman, who was shaken up. Another shot by Swickley misses everything, and Hill comes away with a basketball. Zimmerman took a pretty hard shot to the face. You can see her trying to recover from that. And now we get a foul called underneath. I think that's going to go on. Yeah, it's going to be Amerides on the foul. And that'll be her fourth. Third foul against Swickley Academy this quarter. Hill to inbound. Just 1:49 on the clock. Tharp from just beyond the elbow can't get the shot to go. Rebound is tipped into the hands of Nina Caputo, and she finds Amerides all alone. But here comes Madeline Roberts to smack it away. But certainly a hard foul in the process. She got more than ball right there. Did Madeline Roberts? So to the line goes Amerides for two shots. Athena Amerides 1 for 4 today, make it 2 for 5 as she hits the first. Got a score update for you, thanks to Mr. Bob Gregg. Fort Cherry Rangers, as the second one is hit as well for Amerides. Fort Cherry Rangers have clinched a playoff spot in the PIAA playoffs with a 67-37 win over Laurel. From the elbow, Jalissa Yater will hit the shot. And we're going to get a timeout called by Wes Green. 1:25 to play. The lead is still 23 for Swickley Academy here on Greensports.net, presented by First Federal of Greene County Video on NFHS.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Touchdown, Waynesburg!
Ever wanted to work behind the scenes of a sports broadcast? Waynesburg University's Department of Communication gives you the opportunity to do just that. Our students produce the show, call the action, and tell the story as it happens. Or get involved in the sports information side, taking stats, PA announcing, and delivering the results to a growing sports audience. The Waynesburg University Department of Communication is waiting to hear from you. So what are you waiting for?
For more information, visit waynesburg.edu.
West Green brings Chloe Harris into the ballgame for the first time. See a look at the CNX Foundation replay with Yater hitting the bucket. Barnard back into the game for the Pioneers. They also have Brudnock, Hill, and Hackney. But Chloe Harris making her first appearance in tonight's ballgame off the bench. Looks like another sub going to come in late here for West Green as well. So Lickley sticking with the starting five with just over a minute to play. Amerides pass over here to Caputo, and it looked like they may just play some keep away here. And Bondi in the paint kicks it out to Giardini. She'll work it over to Caputo. Now to Amerides. She'll hold it. And work it up top once again. Giardini on the dribble, defended by Hackney. Giardini, wide open to Amerides in the left corner. Swickley just playing keep away here, down to 35 seconds to go. As the Pioneer season going to come to a close here tonight in the consolations of the WPIL playoffs. And we get a timeout by Swickley Academy with 20 seconds on the clock. We'll go ahead and take it as well. 55-32, waning moments of this ball game here in Rogersville on greensports.net, presented by First Federal of Greene County, video on NFHS.
What would our community look like without First Federal of Greene County? The fundraising event without a sponsor, the sports team with no name on the back of the jersey. Fortunately, we don't have to wonder. At First Federal of Greene County, we're proud to be your community partner. We make a choice every day to support you, your passions, your needs. Next time you have the option of how to bank, where to get your mortgage loan, who to work with, we hope you keep your local bank in mind. By supporting us, you're supporting the places you live, work, and play. You're supporting your neighbors and friends, because together we can make our community stronger. Together we can give back. Together, we can help those in need. Together, we can.
Seconds on the clock, and thought maybe that timeout was taken by Coach Shazer to put some other players in the ballgame, but they do not. They keep it the same. West Green does check in Courtney Main for the final 20 seconds of the ballgame. Giardini works it over here to Caputo. Caputo dribbles away from Hackney. Amerides is going to go ahead and lay it in. And that will be the final point scored here in the ballgame. 57-32, our final score. We'll come back and recap it for you after this on greensports.net, presented by First Federal of Greene County with video on NFHS.
From the first steps and new love, to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome, to the victories they will achieve. You have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
At Shaft Drillers International, We're a world leader in construction. We deliver industry-leading blind bore shaft, abandoned well and new hole drilling, geotechnical, carbon capture, solution mining, and water resource development solutions grounded in integrity, safety, and community. We don't just deliver construction solutions. We volunteer and invest in our community. Visit shaftdrillers.com to learn more and to discover rewarding career opportunities.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Well, a tough one here for the West Greene Pioneers. They drop it 57-32 to the Sewickley Academy Panthers. Their last meeting back in 2021 was 52-39. This one a little worse than that one. Both these teams are actually going to be going up to 2A next year as well. West Greene by choice bumping up to 2A next year. But Sewickley Academy will clinch a playoff spot in the state playoffs. And West Greene's season will come to a close here this evening. Just never got it going, did the Pioneers, after the first quarter. Had a pretty good first quarter, 18-15. Sewickley won that quarter, but West Greene certainly closed on a high note after falling behind by 10. Pulled it within two at one point and into the second quarter. But the field goals dried up for West Greene. They had none in the second quarter, only two in the third. They did have four field goals in the fourth quarter, but never got back to what they looked like in the first quarter. And Sewickley was pretty consistent throughout. The third quarter was a little low on scoring. They had 8 points there with three field goals and a couple of free throws. But putting up 18 in the first, 13 in the second, 8 in the third, and another 18 in the fourth quarter. Sewickley just kept adding on, and West Greene just really did not have an answer for the Sewickley Academy Panthers. Looking at the scoring for these two teams, the leading scorer of the ball game is going to be Michaela Mbondi, who had 16 points. Rest of the and the only the starting five scored for the Sewickley Academy Panthers. 8 points for Charlotte Morton. You had another 17 points. Yeah, actually, leading scorer was Nina Caputo with 17. Then you have Michaela Mbondi with 16. Also, another 9 points for Grace Giardini and 7 points for Athena Amerides. But, you know, it was consistent throughout. They used one bench player for just a brief moment. Did the Sewickley Academy Panthers, the starting five, really went the distance and, you know, spread the points out, did a nice job, and just really, you know, kept the Pioneers at about at least a 10-point deficit throughout, and then eventually ballooned out to a 25-point win for the Sewickley Academy Panthers. For West Greene, leading scorer, only player in double digits was Jalissa Yater. They had 5 points each from Kendra Tharp, Katie Brudnock, Kensley Hill, 4 points from Madeline Roberts, and two from Ava Shipman. With that, it's time to name our McCracken Pharmacy Player of the Game.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, McCrackenPharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Kraken Pharmacy Player of the Game always goes to a Green County player, even in a loss. So tonight's McCracken Pharmacy Player of the Game, really, there's only one choice. She was the only player to top 5 points for the Pioneers, and she was the only one in double figures, Jalissa Yater, with 11 points tonight. And give her some extra credit because she really kind of kept them in it early on with those two threes that she hit in the first quarter. And she's the only one that had any consistent scoring through this game. And also give her a little credit for bouncing back after that hard fall that she had in the far corner there across the way. Looked like her head bounced off the court, and she was a little shaken up for a bit, but then was able to come back into the game. So credit to Jalissa Yater for some toughness in tonight's ball game as well. She's our McCracken Pharmacy Player of the Game. So the Panthers move on. They will take on the winner in consolations. They will take on the winner of Eden Christian and St. Joseph. That's for fifth place, but both teams, whoever that ends up being, either Eden or St. Joseph, both the winner there and Sewickley Academy will be into the state playoffs already, just deciding fifth and sixth place. West Green has been eliminated, so only one Green County team will qualify for the state playoffs, and that is the Jefferson Morgan Rocket boys basketball team. They are in a fifth-place game on Wednesday, but the top eight are advancing to the state playoffs out of that 2A boys bracket. So we will follow the Jefferson Morgan boys once they get into the state playoffs, and that'll be our next basketball coverage here on greensports.net. We do have some wrestling action coming your way. Our joint broadcast with the WJPA Sports Network Friday and Saturday. Friday and Saturday will be from Altoona for 2A and from Kanemak for 3A. That is the regional, Southwest Regional in 2A, the West Regional in 3A. And that's the last step before Chocolate Town, as we have plenty of wrestlers from the area vying for spots in the state tournament in Hershey, and that wrestling action will start on Friday right here on greensports.net. Greensports.net, as always, is presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. People you know, people you can trust. And brought to you by CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. By McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy. By Iron Synergy, creating tomorrow's energy today. By Waynesburg University, grow with us at Waynesburg University. By Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. By Kinetic, internet better. By Shaft Drillers International, combined strength, unparalleled resources. By Visit Green, Green County has something for everyone. VisitGreen.org. By Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By Royal Ivy Rentals, when planning your next event, call on Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. And by the Green County Messenger, county's number one news source since 1990. I'm Jason Tennant saying so long here from West Green. A thank you to our crew, Scott Donnelly producing, Brandon Bennett and Hannah Knoll on camera tonight. Once again, your final score here from Rogersville. Sewickley Academy 57, West Green 32. The Pioneers have been eliminated and the Panthers move on. They will qualify for the state playoffs. Have a great night here from Rogersville.